Fully Loaded Chew is tobacco-free, long cut, and pouches that gives you the same pack, dip, spit, and buzz that you're used to without tobacco. Fully Loaded Chew comes in 9 flavors and is made with all food-grade ingredients and tobacco-free nicotine, the purest form of nicotine there is. To give us a try, head on over to fullyloadedchew.com for a $1 can of chew with free shipping when you enter the code OUTDOOR1. OUTDOOR and the number 1. Lastly, many outdoorsmen are trying to quit tobacco altogether, and Fully Loaded Chew may be that first step. For more information on our product line, visit fullyloadedchew.com.
Welcome to the Missouri Woods and Water Podcast. I'm your host, Nate Thomas, running solo tonight, so you'll have to bear with me again. Tonight's show, man, I'll tell you what, these people, the two dudes that I recorded with have been gone for half an hour, and I'm still just super jacked over hearing this story. Really happy to have gotten to do this. I honestly feel privileged to have been able to talk to this guy, this kid. Our guests today are a 16-year-old boy named Vince Houseman and his you know, almost like a brother now, Tristan Williams. Tristan has been on our show before, but Vince is new, and we got the opportunity to talk to Vince. He was lucky enough to harvest his first ever buck with a bow, and he came today to kind of tell his story and really tell the two guys got to talk about their relationship. And, you know, what's interesting about their relationship, and you don't want to really dwell on this because Vince doesn't let it stop him, but Vince was born with spina bifida and talks about how he has continued to do the things he wants to do in life, in spite of having, you know, a disability, you know, getting dealt a raw deal when he was born or whatever. So he's just, honestly, to me, Vince is an inspiration. He doesn't take no for an answer. He sees something, and if he wants it, he goes and gets it. And he, you know, doesn't care if he's got a disability or not. It doesn't matter to him. So a lot of us should be able to look at someone like Vince and look up to him. Because he's a stud, and he was able to kill his first buck with a bow at 16 years old, and his buddy Tristan was there with him and actually got it on film. You'll hear where you can watch that later in the show. Before we get into the show today, we've got two sponsors for today's episode that I want to talk about. Alps Outdoors, alpsbrands.com. I really like using their stuff. I've got their Pursuit. I think the name of it's the Pursuit Pack for my whitetail season this year, and I freaking love that thing so far. I've been hunting already earlier than I normally would because of a deer I'm after, and I love that thing. I'm sure there's other whitetail packs, but that shelf that it has, or that whatever you want to call it, that you can use that second pocket for to make a shelf, is the best idea I've ever thought of. I mean, I can't tell you how much I use that thing. So check them out, all their other awesome gear that they've got, alpsbrands.com and huntworthgear.com. All times, you know, different types of early season, late season, and mid season gear. You can outfit yourself pretty damn cheap. They've always got different sales going on. You can even use our code MWW15 and get 15% off of a order. But man, it's honestly, you don't even need it. It's cheap enough gear. You can outfit yourself entire season stuff. And I'm talking like gaiters, gloves, stuff I never buy because it costs money and I don't want to spend money on gloves, right? So, I mean, but you can outfit yourself with all that stuff, gloves, gaiters, hats, beanies, whatever the hell you want to use. And you can get early season, mid and late season stuff and probably spend $500 or less, and it's good quality stuff. I mean, we used it in Colorado, and it's solid. So check them out. Good people, too, that own that company. So huntworthgear.com. And I think that's pretty much all I got for you on the intro. We're going to get into this episode with Vince Hausman and Tristan Williams. And, you know, just sit back and enjoy. I hope you can hear the excitement in Vince's voice when he talks, because he's still just as excited as if he just shot that deer here in my basement tonight. So really excited for him, and we'll get right into it. This is the Missouri Woods and Water Podcast. Okay, with us today, I've actually, as a host who has done almost 80 shows, am nervous myself, because I'm really excited to talk to, you know, no offense, Tristan, but this young man, Vince.
That's right.
I like you too, but with me today, I've got Tristan Williams, who has been on our show before, actually, and our friend Vince Hausman, who is really the star of this show. So I got these two guys in the studio with me today. Tristan was awesome enough to drive you guys down here, and we're sitting here in my basement looking at some hell. How many deer stories have we told in the last 20 minutes?
Probably at least 3 or 4.
Yeah, so it's been a lot of fun so far.
Yep.
And so before we get into today's show, let's do some introductions. Tristan, why don't you start? Who you are, where you're from, what it is you do, and then we'll get to you, Vince, in a second.
All right. Tristan Williams, from Green Valley, so just down the road, and I am a photographer, videographer. We are kind of running a company called Elevated Hunt Company, doing stuff like this for Vince, and, you know, capturing all of our hunts on footage and stuff like that. So yeah, it's a good time.
That's awesome. All right, Vince, tell us who you are, how old you are, because that matters. And since you haven't answered this, Tristan had answered this question a long time ago, but why don't you answer, what's your favorite thing about the Missouri outdoors after you introduce yourself?
Well, I'm Vince Hausman. I'm 16, and I have a disability called spina bifida. I'm paralyzed from the waist down, and I was born with the disability.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really it about me.
How old are you?
16.
What's your favorite thing about, you know, being outdoors? Because I kind of already know you. I don't know if you know this or not, but I met you 2 years ago and last year at a coyote tournament.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you were there?
Yeah, and I came and talked to you and your dad for a little while.
Oh.
On, I think it was the first year. I can't remember. But, you know, you talk to so many people. I don't expect you to remember me. But so what you've been doing outdoor stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not letting spina bifida mess with you, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're going.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite thing about the outdoors?
Just getting to see new animals, just different things about the outdoors. I'd like it.
Yeah. Well, that's a good answer.
Done it since I was little, so.
What's your favorite species to hunt?
Whitetail.
All right.
Obviously, right?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, there's other things I love, but, you know, I've been asked that question a million times, and I just keep going right back to them. There's nothing I think about more than a whitetail deer.
Yep.
There's times where elk consume my thoughts, but then that is usually about a month long, and then I don't live in Colorado. I don't live in those places.
Yep.
So, now, if you ever get to hunt an elk.
Well, there is one place that I went when I got my first buck that has elk in different species. So, and one of the elk was right behind our blind the very first time I went down there.
Yeah. Big, aren't they?
Yeah, they're huge.
Yeah, they make a whitetail look like a, well, hell, even like a calf elk is bigger than most large bucks.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, we were just talking about this deer right here weighing, you know, damn near 300 pounds, and that's still smaller than a calf a lot of times.
Yeah.
So it's just crazy how big they are.
Yep.
So how did you – I know you guys – like, you guys aren't brothers. You didn't grow up together. How did you guys meet, and then, you know, what led to you guys just becoming, like, hunting buddies at this point, for more, you know, lack of a better term?
Right. So actually, when I was in high school, I was a field goal kicker in high school, and Vince came to every high school football game, you know, that we had. He's there every Friday. And of course, being a kicker, I'm on the sidelines quite often, so only get to play at select moments. But we would actually just hang out on the sidelines every game. We got to talking, and you know, the outdoors somehow got brought up the first time. I was probably gonna go hunting that weekend or something. And I think at the time, actually, he was getting ready to go out to Wyoming, and that was a topic of conversation. And from there, you know, we exchanged numbers and whatnot, and he came back from Wyoming. I watched his video. I'm like, you know, he had a great time. The video is awesome. I was like, man, that's really cool. Let's go do something together. And from there, it kind of progressed. We started hanging out, and we kind of started off just fishing, and because he loves to fish. And then we eventually got to go on our first whitetail hunt. But ever since then, I mean, you know, actually last week was the first animal that we've ever harvested together. We've caught plenty of fish, but we have not had any success coyote hunting or
turkey
hunting. We've tried, and we're still going to get there. But so, you know, sharing that deer last week was our first harvest together. But, man, I don't know. We love being around each other. We've grown super close. You know, I think he'll tell you we see each other as a family, you know, brothers. So
yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What's it mean? I mean, Vince, does it mean a lot to you? Because not to, you know, scratch Tristan's back too much, give him a big head, but, you know, a lot of people complain about a lot of stuff, right? Like, I complain about things. I was just complaining to y'all earlier about it being too hot to hunt tonight.
Yeah.
You know, because I was possibly going to go hunting, and then it was supposed to be damn near 90 degrees. Yeah. We're recording this on October 8th. It might not come out for a little while, but that, you know, it's hot. So yeah. I was complaining.
Right.
But, you know, Vince, having spina bifida, does it – you've got to do things differently than, like, a guy like me who, you know, I can walk. I can climb a tree. How does that affect the way you've got to hunt? You know, do you have to think of different ways to, you know, get into trees? Or not trees, probably, but into blinds, how you get to places? You know, what do you think differently about than, like, a person that just hunts regularly does?
I'm not really different compared to anybody. But when I go hunting, I mainly go with Tristan. And so with my disability, I can't walk. So I have to have help getting into the blind. So we put me in like a wagon or my chair, go to the field, go to the blind, and then Tristan puts me in the blind, picks me up and puts me in the blind.
And that's really the only difference.
Right.
You know, you just got to worry about getting to and from.
Yep.
From that point.
I don't let my disability
stop
me.
We just talked about Wyoming.
Yeah.
And you said you shot that deer at how many yards?
234.
Yeah, so that right there tells me you're a better shot than I am.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I
couldn't even see barely through the scope.
Yeah.
Well, I probably could have seen clearly through the dang thing and still missed him. Right. So that's a pretty nice shot. I mean, I don't even think I've shot a – so my group, we're pretty big into coyote hunting now. We really enjoy it. I don't even think I've shot a coyote at 230 to 50 yards.
Yeah.
I've never shot a coyote.
I don't really remember, but they're difficult. I mean, it's a lot. It's harder than you think it is.
Yeah.
You know, because the shot opportunity is not very long.
Yeah.
You know, that's the biggest thing.
Right.
On most of them.
It wasn't long for me because he was watching a doe and he was getting ready to run. So I had to take the shot immediately.
Yeah.
But we got there. It only took us 15 minutes to set up the gun and 1 minute to shoot the deer.
Well, boy, that's nice. That's nice.
Oh, yeah.
So, you all go turkey hunting together, you all go fishing together, coyote hunting.
Yeah, the last time we went fishing, it was his birthday probably, I don't know, how long ago was that?
August 17th.
August 17th. I took him out for his birthday, and we went pond hopping.
And, yeah.
I made a bet with him. I said if he caught more fish than me, then he got to keep my... my lose rod and reel. And so we had a little contest throughout the day.
Yeah, but then the rod kind of broke.
Well, the rod did break, yes.
In the car.
But we had a lot of fun. We caught a ton of fish. He's ate up with the bass fishing for sure. So.
Well, I tell you what, you like pond hopping, you said?
I love it.
I got about an acre and a half pond right here in the back of my property that You're welcome to anytime.
Okay.
And now this fish is probably dead, but my dad caught a bass out of my pond. It's probably been about 8 years ago now.
Yeah.
She was almost 9 pounds, and she got put back. Now I assume she's dead by now.
I would think, but maybe
there's other other big ones. We got some good fish in there, so
she spread her genes around. Hopefully,
that's
the biggest one I only got was 3, and that was at Lake Remembrance by my house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, my boys go out fishing to that pond all the time, and it's it's a nice pond. It's got a little island on it, so you can fish like off of it. You know, kind of getting them right there on that bank, and you're welcome to come here anytime.
Thank you.
It's easy to get down there. I mean, you can drive a truck right to it, so it's kind of nice. Vince, what's your favorite thing about whitetail hunting?
I don't know, really. I just like seeing the size of the bucks and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing how close they can get bow hunting and stuff.
Do you do a lot of, we've talked a little bit already, but you got cameras and stuff. I know you do because you show me a picture.
Yep.
But what do you like about running cameras? And then, do you hunt the same properties that you got cameras on?
Yes.
Yep.
So you've got a pretty good idea who's around.
Yeah.
So what?
But technically, we just set these cameras up. So I haven't really, I've hunted my property,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't really do it the right way because I just found out how to do everything
mm-hmm.
the right way. So Tristan set up, how many was it, like two? Two cameras on our lower farm. And then I think he's going to set up one on the other farm. Mm-hmm. But tonight, right before we got here, we got a 12-point on camera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was excited. He's already asking when we go up and shoot that deer. I said, well, the camera was put out last night. I said, I guarantee you there's going to be some bigger ones. So we'll hold
we'll
off a little
goes.
Bit. And because right now we already named that deer, and that's the one he wants. But yeah. I think they'll be bigger if we play
the
cards
two subjects
right.
to talk about now then. Naming deer. We talked about this before we did a lot of talking before we did hit the record button.
Uh-huh.
But you like to nickname deer. I like to nickname deer. So, Tristan, do you like to nickname your deer?
I'm not very good at it, but I like it.
Okay, so
I like to nickname them so I know who I'm hunting and what I'm hunting.
That's right. 3 for 3. Vince, you also have met this guy before, but he's not here tonight. One of my co-hosts. His name's Micah. And he's a great guy, but there's one thing that's not good about him. He hates nicknaming deer.
Why?
So, Vince, tell him on the air right now how dumb he is.
You got to know who you're hunting.
I'm telling you.
No, you don't. You actually have to. Because if you shoot the wrong deer, then what's the point of going?
To me, nicknaming deer is easy because, the naming part is horrible because I'm not creative. But
right. What
I like about it is, if Tristan, you and I are hunting a property, or you and Vince are hunting a property together,
uh-huh.
and you got 5 bucks that you might want to shoot, and you see this buck named Bob, and you say, hey, I saw Bob to Vince, y'all both know what buck you're talking about.
Right.
Instead of, hey, you know that buck that's got the G2 real close to the G1?
Right.
You know, it takes you 20 minutes to explain which deer you're talking about.
Yep.
But
I ran into the same problem. It's like, That one 10-point is like, well, which one?
Exactly.
We got to start naming these things.
Exactly. Now, you got to know which one's which.
Right.
Because you can't name every deer, because then you won't remember who's who.
Yeah.
Now we know who that 12-point is now.
Yep.
Tommy 12.
Tommy 12. So how do you pick your names?
Tristan came up with this one, just out of the ordinary.
Yep. How would you?
If I see them and I like them, I'll just pick even like
Think of a name.
Funny name. It just,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, that's better than what I do, which is I took and like I told y'all before,
mm-hmm.
I'm not creative, and I played the game Mortal Kombat all the time when I was a kid.
Right.
And they got really badass names in that
they
show.
Did.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know what? I'll just start nicknaming all my deer just random Mortal Kombat characters.
Heck yeah.
So that's all I do. And, there's other people. There's a pretty big name in the podcasting world. His name's Mark Kenyon. He's got a podcast called Wired to Hunt. And he nicknames all his deer, or was nicknaming his deer, after boxers.
Oh, okay.
So like Holyfield, or whatever.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like that.
But it's, it's a theme, right?
Yeah.
So, if you ever go down that road, you got to think of a really cool theme.
Yep.
And then you just name them all after that theme.
Yep.
I'm thinking of another name right now for that 5-point. Smalls.
Smalls, there you go.
From Sandlot.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Yep.
See, you could use Sandlot. You got how many names right there?
That's quite a few.
Dozens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
See? What was the name of that dog on Sandlot? What was his name? Brutus? No.
No.
I know what you're talking about.
The listeners are just yelling at me right now, I guarantee you.
I can't remember.
Oh, that's aggravating. I can picture it. Anyways. Lawrence Fishburne is mad at me right now. Yeah, he was the dog's owner. I know that. But
we'll think of it at the end of the show.
Yeah, I could probably just Google it right next to me. But yeah. That's pretty cool. And then is this your first year running cell cams?
Yes. First time I've ever done it.
What do you like about it?
Knowing how big the deer are up there on my property and knowing what is up there.
Yeah.
We do have, I've never told anybody this, but I've told you this, I think. We have a mountain lion up there. My grandpa, before he passed away, he was mowing one day up at the farm, and he wasn't even 300 yards away from him.
That's the last time I'd ever step foot on that farm. I'm kind of a sissy, though, Vince, so.
I would be, too, if I saw that thing. It's huge.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So is there anything you don't like about cell cams? Because I'll tell you this. This is my first year with cell cams, too.
I mean,
I like something, but I'm going to tell you something I don't like, too, and we'll see what you say here.
If it's windy out and it takes pictures randomly.
Yeah.
So you got that problem. Okay, yeah. I haven't really – my cell cam doesn't do that so far. I'm getting pretty lucky with that. But I'll tell you something I don't like, and I think you guys just had it happen. I'm sitting at home. Well, here's – I'm sitting at my daughter's volleyball ball game probably, and I'm sitting there. And I get an email, and I open it up, and the buck I'm after is standing there at 5:30 in the evening.
Yep, that's what, yes.
Yeah.
It's a good thing to know that, but it's really torturous at the same time.
I was going
to
say that, but I couldn't think.
Yeah, but I've never had that before because I've never ran cell cams. So, you know, now what cell cams I really think are beneficial is it gives you more data real time. So, you know, you go pull a bunch of cards, then, you know, seven cameras from a month. You're just thumbing through everything, just boom, 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 boom. With the cell cams, every time you open up the pictures, it's like a log of what you just saw.
Yeah.
You know, 7 o'clock every morning, I see the same doe.
Yep.
Or, you know, 7:30 every morning, this small buck comes through, and then within 12 hours, this dude's there or whatever. And I think you can do a better job of getting an idea about what you got.
Right.
And Tristan, I think you said this the last time you were on with us. You detail log your hunts and a lot of stuff.
That is one thing that's super nice. It's, for one, it's just easier to pattern deer that way. But, you know, when you're looking at it live, every single, you know, I mean, maybe it's just me, but I mean, every time I get a picture, I open it, you know. It's like Christmas morning every day. But, you know, it's easier to open them live and, you know, see what deer it is, which way he's coming from, you know, what kind of weather situation that is that day, and you can log all that and just keep track of those deer a lot easier.
Yeah.
But it's my first year as well. I mean, it's been a game changer for sure, but it also, like you pointed out, it's pretty painful. It can be painful if
you're
busy.
I don't want to tell the same story to our listeners a million times, but it's been painful this year for me.
Yeah.
Now, the positive is I've been hunting way earlier than I normally do because of information that my cell cams have given me. I wouldn't have that information yet because I probably wouldn't be pulling camera. Like, last year, I didn't pull cards until probably the 10th of October because my farm, I hunt, I know it anyways. Yeah. They typically...
You know where the deer are and everything.
Well, they typically move off. So, like, where I hunt, once the deer go hard-horned, they kind of disappear for a while.
Right.
And they've done it every year. And that's okay. They come back. I don't know where they go for like 6 weeks, but they come back eventually. And so I've started hunting that farm where I really don't touch it until mid-October, and I'll usually go pull a thing of cards somewhere around there, and then I'll start noticing, okay, they're back. You know, that buck right there that I told you I killed. I went and pulled a camera, and 3 days before I killed him, he showed back up, so I knew he was around.
Right.
And then I just used a weather change and, you know, conditions to go hunt that night, and guess who showed up?
Yeah.
Well, the nice thing about cell cams is, I think September, not to get into the weeds here, but like September 19th, that dude showed up I was showing you.
Right.
And
you just didn't.
There's no way I'd have been in the woods.
Yeah, right.
Now, I wasn't, and then I really couldn't, but the nights I could get out there, you know, there was that hope, oh, he might be here because he's been showing up here.
That's another big thing. You talk about, like, habitat management in the past and stuff, but human presence is so much. I mean, you can stay out of the woods. You're not having to pull cards every other week or, you know, whatever. It's just everything's done from home. You can keep your scent out of there. To me, that's my favorite part about it.
But, because if you don't, you'll run deer off.
Yeah, it's definitely a game changer in that aspect.
Most likely won't come back.
And especially bucks, you know, bucks that have been around a time or two, they don't tolerate a lot of stuff. Most of them don't. Now, there's some stupid old deer.
Yeah.
I'm convinced of it. They just got lucky enough not to get shot. But, you know, Vince, like we were talking about that deer and me maybe hunting tonight and maybe you guys coming a little later.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't go. He's around. He hasn't been around in a couple days still, but
weather was just...
It's 90 degrees, guys.
Weather wasn't right.
The statistical chances of him showing up in the daylight right now have got to be next to nothing.
Yeah.
So all I'm doing is going and putting my footprint in there when I can kind of bank that day.
Yep.
And maybe attack him a little smarter another day. Hopefully, if it ever cools down, that would be great.
No kidding, yeah.
But, you know... When you go hunting, I mean, how do you hunt? Do you look at conditions, or are you kind of like where I'm at in my life, unfortunately, where if I get the chance, I got to go because I don't have a whole lot of chances?
I mainly look at the wind, see where the wind's going. So,
do you have it set up to hunt different types of winds, or are you just, I can only hunt a north wind or whatever?
Hunt the same way.
That's right.
So you got blinds kind of set up to where you can hunt a northerly wind and a southerly wind.
Yeah, yeah. We've got his family's been nice enough to let us start hunting their farm up in Kearney. So they've got
nice
400-acre farm up there that we're gonna start focusing on. That's where we just hung the cameras.
Unfortunately, it's gonna sell, but
yeah, we hung the cameras last night out there, and we're probably gonna start once we learn a little bit more. We'll go out and start setting up some blinds and.
Yep.
You know, start looking at our options if the weather cools down. I'm not going to get back out in the heat too much.
Well, I tell you, so. It was a like 75 degrees on Wednesday.
Right.
I'm like if it's like this, I can do that.
Yeah.
And
doable.
I looked at it. I'm like, I'm not going.
Yeah.
I mean, I already am not. I'm a hot natured person, so I already sweat.
Yeah.
And then the stand I would have been in today is next to a creek. So I know the mosquitoes would have been miserable.
Awful, right.
Yeah. So, sometimes you're just like, I'm out.
Yeah.
But, and then like in a blind where I'm assuming you hunt mostly out of a blind.
Yeah.
It's even hotter.
Yeah.
Even if you got the windows open.
Yeah. It's tough. Yeah. Yeah. We hunted in that black hay bale blind and it gets warm in there. That's for sure.
It got really warm.
Yeah.
Vice versa though, in the wintertime when I'm freezing my butt off.
Oh yeah.
you can take a buddy heater.
Yeah.
And just be warm.
Yeah.
I've got to get to where I think so if you listen to my show ever, I'm not a fan of blinds. I don't like hunting out of them for whatever reason.
Right.
I think it's because I feel like my senses are a little like muted.
Right.
And but I've got a little boy now and he doesn't love climbing trees. So, you know, I'm thinking, well, I got a blind, maybe I should set that up and, you know, but
yeah.
I might have to get better at it and being warm in the dead of winter would be really nice.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yep, that would be the key. I've never been a big blind hunter, but as we keep hunting together more, I'm sure I may grow more accustomed to it as I do it more often. So
yeah.
Can't beat it in the winter, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, how do y'all attack the turkey? Do you hunt them out of blind too, or do you go set up?
Yeah,
the last time we didn't.
Yeah, so the first time we went last year, we went youth season. We hunted a blind. It was raining its butt off. But actually we located some birds up there at his Kearney farm and, it was not easy, but we run and gunned with him in my arms as good as we could.
Yeah.
And we just, you know, move in closer and set up on different trees
by our lower field and We heard them. We were really close. We just couldn't find them.
Yeah. We were covered up in birds. We just, it's, you know, it's tough, but he did super well. I mean,
it's gotta be fun.
It's a lot of fun. It's different, but you know, it's more challenging too for both of us. It's a lot of fun. So.
Sometimes I can't keep my quiet, but
yeah.
That's awesome. Well, the premise of today's show is to hear about a story. Like you said already, Tristan, you guys finally got to harvest something together.
Right.
You said you guys have been hunting together for turkey and coyotes, and I don't know if you've been deer hunting before this year together, but
no,
right.
You've never gotten it done together.
Right. No success yet. Yep.
Until now. And I saw this whatever day it was. You know, I was already well aware of it.
Right.
I follow Tristan on the old social medias, and as long as I don't get kicked off, because next week's episode, I do a lot of crap talking on social media, so
oh boy.
I might get in trouble. You never know.
Yeah.
You know, go wild, man. We got to start using that.
Right.
I'm tired of using platforms that don't like us. But anyways.
Oh, I agree.
So I saw that, and I'm like, hey, that is awesome. You know, that kid's really cool. I know you don't remember, but I talked to you and your dad for probably like an hour that night as we were eating dinner.
I don't remember.
And, you know, nice kid. Your dad was really cool. And I thought that kid's, he's got to tell a story. And that's what we're gonna tell today.
Sounds good.
So first let's talk about this buck right here that you harvested. It's no surprise that you got the deer. So, uh-huh. You know, there's no letting the cat out of the bag here.
Yeah.
Vince, did you know about him already? Do you guys have him on camera?
Yes.
Was he one that you're like, ooh, I got to get him?
We were at a property that Tristan knows, a buddy, Dalton mm-hmm. Haynes. We went to his property that he has permission to hunt, and he saw him on camera, but he didn't name him. But I know exactly what deer it was.
Mm-hmm.
So we went out. We went to sight in the crossbow to get me feeling comfortable, and then we went to the blind, got in the blind about 3:30, and then we just waited. A doe showed up, and then 5 minutes later, a 6-point showed up, and then at 5:20, this 7-point showed up. They were just walking around in the field for a little bit, then they went into the timber. The doe and the 6-point walked out first, and he was just going at it on a tree.
Hmm, that's cool.
Yeah. He was going at it for like 5, maybe almost 10 minutes, and then he walked out. But he stopped. He didn't even look up at all, but his front leg was forward. And when I took the shot, it's not where I wanted to hit him. But he ran about 60, 65 yards maybe, and he was 60 yards away from the truck.
Where he fell, yeah.
Nice. Lucky.
He gave me a 35-yard shot.
I was going to say, how far was the shot? About 35 yards?
35 yards.
Yep.
Now, were you hunting over like a food plot type of setup?
Clover.
Was clover, it clover field?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Clover. Is it doing all right?
It's actually, I was surprised. It's doing, I mean, it's thick. It's
like
awesome.
A lot of food plots are just hot garbage this year.
This one is thick.
It's really good.
It's probably because I didn't plant it, but yeah.
No, you wouldn't want me planting your food plot either.
Yeah.
When they cut the deer open, they said he was so full and he stunk.
Yeah. Really?
Full of clover.
But good.
No, we showed him that deer, three nights before. We went in and set up his ground blind. And, we showed him all the bucks on camera, and he said, you know, that was the one he wanted to create.
It was either this one or a tall 10 that mm-hmm. I liked, but the 10 didn't step out. I wish he did, but
right.
I like that deer because he's unique and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, he's really cool.
He's good for a first bow.
Yeah, I'd have done it all day long.
Right.
Yeah, and did he get your blood pumping? Well, that's what matters.
I was shaking so bad.
That's what matters.
Yeah.
So from the time you first saw him to the time you shot him, mm-hmm. how long you think you had?
Maybe like 20, 25 minutes.
That's a long time to wait.
Oh, yeah.
He was going at it in the timber on that tree.
Yeah.
He would not move.
It's a long time to keep your nerves calm and things like that.
He could not sit still, that's for sure. It was a long, I mean, it was a long time for me. I mean, I was anxious too, so I don't blame him. But he was still able to, you know, stay focused enough and make a good shot. So
yeah,
I wish I made a better shot on him, but it's whatever.
Yeah.
So did he die? I mean, pretty quickly.
Yeah, I mean, very fast. Yeah.
Sounds like you did what you needed to do there.
Hit. I mean, it was great blood. You know?
Shot him like a little bit in front of the shoulder, but it went straight through his neck almost, and didn't it cut off his esophagus or something?
I mean, that would be what I assume happened, but you know, it was all obviously trachea related lung blood. I mean, it was great blood, so
good.
Easy entry track. And exit hole was huge.
Yep.
So obviously you shoot a
crossbow.
Thank you. I'm like, what the heck's that name? I'll have to show you my son's. I just got my son.
But it wasn't mine.
Because
me and Tristan the day before tried to go sight it in, and it was shooting a mile high, and Tristan almost lost one of my arrows. We're not going to talk about that one, but almost lost one of them through a cedar tree.
Boy, he just don't stop you. He just gives you a hard time all the time.
Yeah. Hey, that's what I could
do. Guess what, though? I wasn't in charge of putting the batteries in the scope. Remember, it was a day.
I didn't know. I didn't know it had a red dot. I forgot.
We were scopeless, so.
On your crossbow.
Yeah, his crossbow. Gotcha.
So we used, wasn't it Dalton's dad's bow? Crossbow?
Yep.
What was it? What?
It's a Killer Instinct crossbow. Yep.
Is that a,
The Rage.
The brand. Broadhead. That's a, oh, goodness. Killer Instinct, I think I just bought that same brand. Not that it really matters.
I can't remember. Is it?
It's not Barnett. Now I'm just, all of our listeners like, why are you looking this up? But I'm going to. Because I actually, for the first time in my life, it's literally Killer Instinct's the brand.
Oh, that is?
So,
okay.
Yeah. All right. So I was wrong. But for the first time in my life, I did a lot of research on crossbows because my son is going to hunt this year for the first time, and he can't pull back a compound. And he can pull back like 14 pounds.
Right.
Not going to kill a deer.
Me too.
Right. So I think in Missouri you have to pull back at least 40.
I think it is 40, yeah.
So he's a while away.
Yeah.
But he's ready. He's ready to do it. And so I'm like, you know what? I'll go buy him a crossbow.
Right.
I got two sons after him that are young that can use it. So I did all kinds of research on what crossbow to buy other than spending $5,000.
Yeah.
Which I'm not going to do. And so I bought one and, I'll show it to you after we record. But, so when you were saying what it was, I was like, oh, I bet I know. And I still didn't.
Yeah.
It's their own Killer Instinct crossbows.
Yeah. I mean, it was a nice crossbow. They shoot fast, so.
Oh, it was real fast.
I was very impressed. I mean, I haven't been around crossbows.
The entry and exit hole were really close because how fast it went.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was it? Broadhead? What kind of broadheads were they?
Rage Extreme, I think.
Rage Extreme, yeah.
So, expandables. Mechanicals.
Yep.
Nice. So okay, you shot him. Did you see him fall down dead?
No.
You had to track him. Okay. How long did you wait for half hour or stuff like
that? The weird thing is, the doe that was with him came back and kept going straight to the blood. Right when she got to the blood, she kept running off and then coming back in.
Mm-hmm. I think once he fell, she was kind of curious and she followed the blood trail right back to where he shot him.
That's why we waited for about 45 minutes maybe.
About 45 minutes we got out of the blind, yep.
Yeah.
Because we didn't want her to see us, or else she would, if we came back, she would know exactly who we were, and she would, no other deer would come in because of her.
Sometimes deer are real curious, aren't they?
Yeah.
Especially, I don't know if she was a young doe or what, but.
She was actually mature doe. It was pretty cool actually to see her, but she got comfortable, but there for a while she'd go up to the, you know, original blood, jump off, and then come back and smell it again, and so.
That's pretty cool. All right, so you waited for a while, and then you all followed the blood trail. Mm-hmm. Probably didn't take you too long, I'm guessing.
And then a little far past the trees where he ran off, there was tons of blood. Mm. Like, a lot. More than I've ever seen.
I'm guessing you smoked that jugular.
I think so.
You know.
Oh, it was definitely. It had to be gone.
If you could be such a good shot that you shot a jugular,
right?
That is the most lethal shot in the world.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Unfortunately, it's such a, you know, difficult shot to make that, you know, you don't really want to aim for that. Right.
I mean, I didn't want to, but, like, I thought I was on the shoulder because it looked like it through the scope, but I guess it's whatever.
Hey, Tristan, you ever made a bad shot?
Oh, yeah.
So have I.
Absolutely.
You hunt long enough, you're going to make bad shots, dude.
Yep.
And if you ever hear somebody say, I've never made a bad shot on a deer, they're lying to you. Promise you that.
And you keep saying, I mean, you keep saying bad shot. This was also your first ever bow hunt.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Your first ever shot at a live animal with a crossbow. It was also on the same day that you shot a crossbow for the first time. So, I mean, and plus through your buck fever that was,
oh, I was
absolutely
so
unreal.
Bad.
You that's know, a pretty
put all those,
good shot.
You put all those little instant things together, mm-hmm. it's a pretty damn good shot, to be honest.
That's right.
Because a lot of us, you put all those things together, first time ever shooting a crossbow, first time ever shooting that crossbow, mm-hmm. wasn't even yours, and first buck with a bow.
Yep.
I'm guessing you were jumping out of the blind, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of us, I'll tell you a story right now, bud. You think, I mean.
Tristan was the same way as me.
Yeah.
He was going crazy, too.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm going to wrap myself out here, but we talk about jugular shots.
Uh-huh.
That deer right there is my first ever bow kill, and I thought I missed him completely.
Really?
So I won't make it a long story, but he came out. I went to draw back. I had to stand up because my elbow was hitting the tree. When I stood up, my knee popped. So I kind of rushed everything, and I was nervous, man. I mean, I've never been so nervous. He was about 40 yards. And when I shot him, I knew I missed him because I saw the arrow go in front of him, and then I heard it hit the beans. Mm-hmm. I knew I missed him. He turns around to run the direction he came from, and the beans just all turn red all at the same time.
Right.
And he takes one jump over a hill and crashes.
Wait, wow. So you didn't hear it hit him?
It went right through his jugular.
No way.
It's called luck is what that's called, fellas.
Yeah, that's right.
I shot so badly because, you know, where do you aim on a deer? You know, right behind the shoulder or whatever, if they're broadside.
Mm-hmm.
I missed so badly that it went through his jugular.
Yep.
And just I got so lucky, and it he
that's
was
why
dead
I wish,
within yards.
Yeah, that's why I wish his leg wasn't
well
forward
yeah.
because I would have missed
you didn't even,
shot.
But you didn't even miss badly.
No, because his shoulder you know, was forward. You're right. I mean, you pretty much hit him in the shoulder.
If it wasn't forward, I would have made a better shot. But
yeah.
It's whatever.
But
at least
you know what
down.
I said? That was my first buck ever, or my first buck with a bow ever. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good.
That's right.
You know?
yep, you got to start
You probably
somewhere.
Can't even see it, but, you know, the arrow went right below his throat patch.
Wow.
I mean, that's how bad of a shot I made. But, hey,
yeah.
I'll take it. So, you know, hey, it happens. And the good thing is with that shot you made, I'm guessing he died immediately.
Oh, it was quick.
I mean, it doesn't take long. They lose all that blood.
Yep.
So you guys got on the blood trail, and I'm guessing it wasn't very long.
Yeah, you know, like I said, about 60 yards. We let mm-hmm. We had Vince in the wheelbarrow, and we let him kind of lead the way. He's pointing out the blood for us. You
nice.
Know, so
probably wasn't very hard to see it, was it?
No.
we got
on
up to the spots.
On both sides of them, there was tons.
It was just spraying out.
Yep.
Puddles.
Yeah, pretty gory scene, you know, if you think about it, just blood all over.
Right.
But, all right, so you got him. What was your first thoughts when you know, put your hands on him for the first time?
Crazy. It was insane.
I think he probably...
I've never shot a deer or been that close to a deer in my life.
Mm-hmm. As close as you ever been to a deer?
Yes.
Well, that was another thing of it about bow hunting, and I talked to him about it in the blind before. I mean... The closest he had ever been to a whitetail was in his Missouri buck, I think.
75 yards.
75 yards.
It's a lot different when they're 40 in, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And he did have a shot at that buck. We had a doe probably 10, 15 yards from us. So.
And I didn't see her.
It was just, I mean, it's just one of those things where it was all, everything in that hunt was new for him. So.
Because there was two windows here, and I was on this side, mm-hmm. and the wall was in front. I couldn't see the doe,
right? She was
so I
that
tried
close.
My best to not move because she was looking right at us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, it blinded you. That's what a blind does.
Right.
And I mean, think about all those new things you're experiencing.
Yeah.
Deer right there on top of you for the first time, which is why I love bow hunting. Mm-hmm. You know, I had a hunt last week where I had three deer come right to the base of my tree. I didn't shoot any of them, but, man, that is the most
My favorite way to hunt now
you
is
know,
bow hunting.
you're in trouble, kid, is what you are.
Yeah.
You know, well, you're going to get to the point you probably don't even want to touch a rifle at some point
exactly.
in your life. Because
I don't even want to right now. And I have my own rifle.
He told me that this year during rifle season he wants a crossbow in his hands. So.
I want a crossbow in my hands. I do not want to use a rifle.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
I love bow hunting now.
Yeah, it's just different when you're up close and personal.
I've watched so many YouTube videos of bow hunting, and I love it now.
Yeah.
Because I love how close the deer get and everything. So.
Yeah. Yep.
Just to touch on how much he loves it, did you sleep the night before we went?
No. I got about 2.5 hours of sleep, maybe.
Was that a morning hunt?
No.
It was evening.
I thought you said evening hunt.
Yep.
So you didn't sleep the night before, and then you had a whole day to wait. Before y'all went hunting.
That's when he
I was so excited.
YouTube deer hunting therapy all day.
I couldn't
just
help
get
it.
Even more
I was
jacked up.
Dude, I was going crazy. I was just ready to go out. I was like, please, please make it a morning hunt.
I think you were shaking excited when I picked you up to go before you even saw the deer.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So
that's awesome.
And the crazy thing is, the day before, he stepped out at 6:07. And I shot him the next day at 5:20.
Yep.
It's nice to know.
It's crazy how deer can change fast.
They come out early.
So. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, remember, you're 16. Mm-hmm. You know what I was doing when I was 16? Not killing deer.
Yep.
Yeah. I probably couldn't even do my homework at 16 very well. I mean, so, you know, yep. That's pretty awesome. I mean, first time shooting that crossbow. First time bow hunting. Mm-hmm. First time that close to deer that. You know, like that.
And first time getting a deer with a bow.
And yep. And you're 16.
And I'm
16.
Know,
you got to be able to control, like, these emotions. And, you know, sometimes when you're younger, it's just harder to do.
Right.
Hell, I mean, I still get jacked up every time I see even a deer, let alone the deer.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, you get better at, hopefully, you know, thinking about what to do. But yep. As you get older, you'll probably go through more of, like, what it is I have to do, what jobs do I have.
Yep.
And when you go through those jobs, at least for me, when I go through every little thing I need to do, I'm not thinking about being excited right now. I'm thinking about
what
I need
to do.
How to
get the deer in and everything.
You got it. Yeah, and it helps you kind of, for me, it helps me kind of calm
down. I'm already
down.
Starting to get that way now since I've been friends with Tristan. He does all this stuff, so I just watch him do it, and then I just know what I need just to start doing.
Learn from him.
Yep.
Yep. That's a great way to do it. I mean, you watch people that have kind of done it a little longer than you. Although, Tristan, you're probably not a whole lot older than him at this point. But,
Nope,
you know, watch them do things. And some people just get lucky and don't get too nervous sometimes.
Right.
You know, well, I'm glad
maybe
I have
you'll
Tristan
be like that
to
as
look
you
up
get
older.
To. That's pretty awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, what does it mean to have someone like Tristan in your life? Because does your dad hunt or anything like that?
Yes, but he's been very sick the past few years, so we haven't been able
to. I remember talking to him. I thought he was.
We haven't been able to hunt together for a while.
Yeah.
But now that I have Tristan, he's like a brother to me now.
Mm-hmm.
So I like going hunting with Tristan. It's fun.
Yeah. And that's pretty awesome to have, you know, a guy like him in your life. And, you know, y'all met through the outdoors, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, through football.
Yeah. Right.
But, you know, you had a common interest.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which led to this now.
Yep.
Where you're probably getting, you know, Vince is calling you, we're going hunting tonight.
Yeah. Exactly right.
Actually, about every morning I get a text, any new cell cam pics today? Yeah, he loves it, man.
Hey, shameless plug for our Cuddy Link system. You can add different email addresses so he doesn't have to ask for those. They just go to
awesome.
Him too.
That would
See,
be awesome.
I think it's up to like 10 email addresses you can add to it.
I mean, I can like download the app and
you
can
do that too.
I can log in.
Yeah.
There you go.
What's your cell cam that you guys are using?
We're using stealth cams right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a Muddy also, mm-hmm. which is they're the same company.
Right. Yeah.
It's actually the app is a stealth cam app.
The command app. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And the one thing I really like about that app or their cell cam. My cell cam's a Muddy Manifest that I got a couple years ago and I finally started using it. Every day at 9 o'clock, it sends a test picture to me.
Oh, okay.
Which is really, you know, at least you know, hey, it's still working.
Right.
And then, you know, it does a pretty good job of taking pics. We do get some fake pics, I guess you'd say, like just nothing.
Right.
The wind was blowing a certain way or whatever. But
yeah. Yeah.
You know, I think that, I mean, any camera you buy is probably going to do stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, my Cuddy Backs, which I love, I've, you know, sometimes pictures are of the deer's butt.
Right. You
know, like, dang it, what was that? Yeah. Sometimes they're perfect.
Tristan even got a picture of a bug at my property.
Yeah, we did tonight, yep.
Sometimes, yeah, bugs ride on it perfectly. Right. Dude, I got to show you a picture of a lightning strike that my camera caught.
Oof, really?
Which is pretty cool. Yeah, that I think I saved it. But
I was going to ask you, what's your favorite thing about the outdoors?
My favorite thing about the outdoors?
Yes.
If you would have asked me this 2 years ago, it would have been a different answer. But now, it's I get to talk to guys like you. Mm-hmm. Well, ever since we started this podcast, I get to talk to different people that normally I would not get to talk to. We go to that coyote tournament every year, and I probably would have met Tristan. Mm-hmm. And I might have met Vince, you know, and said hi to him. But what I think is really cool about what I started with this podcast is I'm sitting in my house with Tristan and Vince and hearing Vince's story. And if you really think about it, you're going to and we'll talk about the video. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a video, and lots of people are hopefully going to get to see it.
Right.
But I'm one of the first people to get to hear the story.
Right.
And I think that's pretty cool. Now, 2 years ago, I think just the outdoors is whatever you want it to be.
Yep.
And especially in our state, you can do anything here. You can even hunt elk now.
That's right.
Five people. But hey, yeah. You get the chance, right?
There's a chance.
You can hunt bear.
Yep.
You can do anything you want in our state. There's nothing stopping you from enjoying the outdoors.
Yep.
Whether that's money. I don't have a whole lot of money to go fishing. It doesn't cost a whole lot to start.
Right.
It can be expensive.
Yes.
You can definitely spend money. Whether that's the ability to have land. You know, some people don't have private land to hunt on. There's public land out there. Mm-hmm. There's lakes out there to fish. There's public ground to go deer hunting if you want to learn. There's really nothing stopping you.
Right.
And as Vince has proven, spina bifida be damned. It don't stop me from doing anything.
Yep. It doesn't stop me from doing what I love.
There's a lot of people that complain about, I can't do this because of this.
Right.
Is it really that, or is it just you're letting it stop you?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's right.
And that's pretty awesome that, you know, you guys have formed a bond that hopefully will last a long time.
Oh, it will.
Yep. Yep.
I want to go to Kansas or Iowa to get me a buck, but
one of these days we're working on it.
There's all kinds of fun you can have.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Options are endless. That's for sure.
Yes, they are.
But, man, going back to his, I guess, reaction, which, you know, ever since, obviously, we filmed this hunt and, you know, made the video or whatever. And that's just, you know, everybody's favorite thing was his reaction. Being that we've never successfully.
It went down.
Yeah,
that's right. I watched that story that you put out, and I'm like, that's great. You know, you can see the excitement in his.
Did you hear what I said when I hit him?
Yeah, smothered.
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 Yeah. It's the first time I've heard that word.
Yeah, usually it's, you know, maybe smoked him.
Yeah.
But, it was just, I mean, it was awesome, man. I get excited, don't get me wrong, but being that we've never killed anything together, it was just a pretty surreal moment watching him, watching his face light up. And actually, probably the second or third word to come out of his mouth after the shot was, could he call his mom? So he did that on FaceTime, told her the story. We captured all that, you know. And
that's awesome.
He just, I think the words, I can't breathe, came out of his mouth at least twice. So
I couldn't breathe.
Yeah. I had to tell him to slow down and breathe a couple times.
That's awesome. So. I hope every listener is thinking about the first time they killed a buck.
Yep.
With a bow or a buck ever.
Right.
You know, thinking about what went through, you know, their minds and how excited they were.
I had to tell Tristan a couple times not to move because the doe was looking at us, and then one of the times he was moving, and it was close.
Mm-hmm.
If she would have blowed, she should have goed.
That's right.
Right?
And Tristan, you did hear a blow.
Yeah, we did, and that was very weird.
Very weird. And then we heard a gun.
Yeah.
We heard a gun not even far from us.
Yeah.
Somebody might have been shooting, having some fun. Yeah. Yeah, you never know. There's actually, where I hunt, there's a gun range not far from there.
Right.
So I hear guns a lot.
We're in a suburban area, so who knows?
Yeah, hopefully it wasn't drive-by or something. But,
yeah.
I guess it's possible.
We're about 150 yards from the highway, too, so.
Yeah. Hear that constant buzz.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, it happens. Man, that is awesome, bud. Like, I hope everybody goes back and, you know, we might be videotaping this. I'm not sure. But I'm sitting here watching Vince talk, and I can see the excitement in his face right now. Yep. And how many days ago was this that you shot him?
Wasn't it Sunday?
Yep.
Sunday night.
So 5 days ago at this point. Right. You're still just
already
all
that
out.
Long?
Yep.
Yeah.
Felt like it was just yesterday.
Yep.
Goes quick, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Man.
I want to go again.
Let's talk about the video. Uh-huh. So, Tristan, you've started something, you know, for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you can talk about that a little bit, and then talk about how people can watch Vince's hunt and all the other stuff you do. But, you know, honestly, they really should go watch this.
Yeah.
I'm assuming some of the things we saw in your story are probably going to be in that. And it's just, I'm already excited to watch it.
Right.
It's on YouTube, I know. But tell us kind of about what it is you're doing, and then how people can watch Vince's, you know what? Wait.
Yeah.
I do this on every story I hear, and I have not done it on your deer yet.
Okay.
So one of my favorite things on stories is to have the person that killed their deer give the animal the respect it deserves by really giving it a nice, you know, trying to paint a picture to everybody of what he looks like.
All right.
So, Vince, why don't you tell everybody what your buck looks like? Now, we're going to show pictures, but try to explain to him what he is and what you love about him.
On one side, it's a bladed side.
Mm-hmm.
And then on, like, he's tall on one side. And I don't really know.
What are you, what did I mention that I thought was really cool?
His G2.
On the way? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Looks like it grew earlier or something.
Yeah, so his G2 on his left side almost looks like a second G1. It's real. I mean, it's right there next to the G1.
Yeah.
Like you could almost say it's a split G1. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's got a really cool split G1, and then basically, or a second G2, and then really just a little bit of the rest of his main beam on that left side, and then his right side's pretty normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I liked about him. He was unique and everything. So
yeah.
Yep.
I forgot to do that, you know?
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite things is try to explain, you know, what it is, you know, you loved about that deer because
right.
That's what I love about stories. Okay, now let's talk about.
Yeah. So we started this. It was me and two other guys. They run it with me. You know, I've been around the outdoor content for a long time, owning the, you know, productions company and stuff. I do a lot of commercials for stuff on the hunting side and the fishing side. Well, you know, ever since I've met with Vince, you know, we have to have a way to share content, and you know, we don't. There's so many people that do it. When we started Elevated Hunt Company, we wanted something a little bit different. We wanted a different platform to, first of all, showcase stuff like this and tell Vince's story. You know, the way that he truly deserves to be told, which you know. Can be difficult, obviously, but that is one of our goals with not only Vince, but hopefully a lot of other kids like him or just people that have never experienced it. We want to try to give back and, you know, introduce people like that to the sport, capture it, tell stories. You know, storytelling is one of our, I guess, favorite things to do. It's for me as a creator, it's a lot of fun. It's what I enjoy the most, but, you know, there's so many people out there like Vince that, you know, don't get to do stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, if we can just bring that to light, that would be the ultimate goal for sure. But yeah, we did film this hunt. We released it last week, probably a day or two after the hunt. You can find it on Elevated Hunt Company Facebook, as well as Instagram. And those are actually our main platforms that we're running right now. Mm-hmm. So Instagram, Facebook at Elevated Hunt Company. So
is the video on YouTube?
It is not. Anymore.
So it's on the Facebook. Okay.
Yep, Facebook.
Awesome. So check them out, and I'll link everything in the description. But another thing, Vince, I wanted to give you the chance to do. You pretty much already did it once, but to kids or people listening that might have some sort of a disability, whether that's, you know, like yours or anything, what would you say to them? If, you know, they haven't got to go experience the outdoors and they think it's because of that.
Just don't let anything stop you. Just be you.
you want to do it, do it.
Do
right?
it, yep.
It's not, I mean, it's about as basic as that as it gets, isn't it?
Yep.
And you want to hunt, so what are you doing?
Hunting.
Mm-hmm. Simple.
I don't let my disability stop me from doing what I love.
That's awesome.
That's another thing we didn't touch on is his nickname.
Oh, I already know this, but yeah.
The Hammer.
The Hammer.
And I'm going to tell you what, that kid is the Hammer. He, if he's got his mind set on something, the kid will not stop until he's got it, man. He's unstoppable, but he grinds in everything he does, man. If he wants to do something, he's going to do it, no matter what it is, or what, you know, no matter what is limiting him. So
I'm on 3 sports teams, too.
Yeah.
What are they?
Wheelchair basketball, football, and baseball.
Nice.
I have my wheelchair basketball tournament in 2 weeks.
Do you really?
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
First time playing varsity, too. So.
And he's very
good.
So
you're 16, so are you a sophomore?
Sophomore, yep.
Yep.
You gotta, well, maybe I shouldn't ask him where he goes to school at, but yeah, I'm guessing you go somewhere up near Grand Valley.
Yep.
So you get to play. That's a pretty big place, too, your varsity.
Yep.
I know I wasn't varsity when I was 16.
Well, it's a league with Midwest Adaptive Sports.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So
that's pretty awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what I hope, you know, hope somebody's listening that either doesn't go hunting because maybe they don't have ground to hunt and they right. are scared to go on public ground. It could be something as simple as that.
Right.
Or maybe it's, you know, a guy that's used to, maybe he's paralyzed from the waist down, or a girl that, you know, something that maybe they weren't even born that way. Maybe they had an accident and now they don't think they can do those things.
Yep.
Events is proof that it means nothing.
Right.
You have to have it in your heart and in your mind that I'm going to go do
the motivation.
This. Yeah. Yep. And just by knowing you a little bit, Vince, I can tell you're motivated to do it.
Yep. He's like, already mentioned.
He was just sitting there going, I'm just going to have to get this Tristan guy. Yeah.
Yeah. He actually asked me, I don't know, a couple of days ago about getting looking into getting a compound. He wants to try to pull one back.
Start pulling back a bow.
I have an idea for one that you should try.
A type of bow?
Yeah. Have you looked into the Elite Embers?
Yes, I have actually.
That's really adjustable?
Very adjustable, yep. So that might be an awesome bow. Yeah, he just wants to see if he can't build enough strength to, you know, be able to harvest a deer with it sometime. So,
I bet you can. I mean,
oh yeah.
I don't know. You'd probably have to get a pretty a short axle to axle.
Mm-hmm.
But or you know what? They make that those gearhead ones. Have you heard of those?
Are they like super short?
They're double. They have double braces.
Right.
And they're super. Some of them are like 20-inch cam to cam.
That would be awesome.
Or axle to axle. So that might be one to look at too. I feel like
compound right. would be easier than a crossbow too, because sometimes on crossbows the arrow doesn't go where you really aim it.
Right.
So. Could. And a negative to a crossbow is they are a lot heavier than a compound.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, for instance, you, if you need to move, it's difficult because all the weight's out front,
right.
and it's more difficult to move. Compound, you might be able to just swing, and, you know, I don't know, but, you know, you get you, like, a swivel seat where you can move and might be easier for you.
Definitely be fun trying to learn it and see what you can do.
So what you're saying is if Fence already has the idea that he wants to shoot a compound, he's going to be shooting
a compound. He's getting a compound, yeah. That's right.
That's
we'll
pretty
have
awesome.
Before too long, so.
That's awesome, buddy. Well, Vince, congratulations.
Thank you.
Awesome deer. Awesome kid. 16-year-old Vince Houseman.
Mm-hmm.
Getting it done. His buddy Tristan with him the whole way.
Yep.
And got, even better, they caught it on camera, and it's out there for people to see. So hope you all watch that, listen to this show. I wish everybody could see the excitement in Vince's face sitting mm-hmm. here 5 days afterwards.
Right.
And that makes me excited.
I'm still hyped up that I got him.
Yeah. I feel like I kind of let him down because I could tell you told him about me possibly hunting tonight.
Uh-huh.
And how I'm like, dude, if I get this deer, you guys come on the track.
Yeah.
It looks fine.
Yeah. And I didn't go, so I kind of let him down, I think.
Well, if you go and you get him, just let Tristan know. And if Tristan wants to take me, I'll go.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to see him.
You'd see Nate in a different manner, because Nate, when he is me, when I am stressed, I don't talk much. It's just like, you know, I'm nervous. I'm scared.
Me too.
So if I don't know the deer's down,
I'm the same way.
I don't like it, you know.
I'm the same way.
Yeah. So maybe I don't want you seeing me that way. I don't know.
That's how I was in the blind when I shot him. I didn't know if I made a good shot or not. Yep. I was stressing out.
Yeah. It's easy to do. It's really nice when you watch them pile up, so you don't have to think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll definitely come look at him when he gets them down, that's for sure.
So. That'd be great. I mean, if I can do that, that's great.
But, right, if you can get her done.
Vince, congrats, and good luck the rest of the year. I'm guessing you're not done.
No, I'm not done. I have two more buck tags and two doe tags. No, one more buck tag and two more doe tags.
Nice.
Yep.
And I'm going to try to get that buck tag up at my property.
That's pretty awesome.
In Kearney.
You're chasing bigger ones now.
Yep.
Graduate
I really want. I really want that 12. But if there's a bigger one that shows up, I'm going for the bigger one, obviously. But
yep. Is whatever gets your blood pumping.
So far, we're going after Tommy 12.
Tommy 12.
I would tell you, don't limit yourself to one deer.
Yeah.
Now there is a deer that I would like to kill this year, and I showed you guys him, but he ain't the only one I'll shoot.
Right.
Because now that's not a horrible thing to do, but if you only put your mind on one deer,
then that's the one you're going after.
And you might disappoint yourself if you shoot another one.
Because there might be a bigger one come up after you get yours.
Or maybe he's not even bigger, he's just different. And, you know,
unique.
Different and cooler.
One that makes you way more happy than that one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. And you can't eat antlers anyway, right? That's what they say.
That's right.
I'm going to try one day. All right, Vince, congrats.
Thank you.
Tristan, good luck to you the rest of the year.
Appreciate it.
Congrats to you also.
Thank
I bet you guys had a good night that night.
We sure did. Yep. It was a... We'll never forget it, I guarantee you that.
First one that we got together.
Yep. Awesome. Y'all got anything else before we hop off?
I think that's it.
Vince?
I'm good.
Good job, bud.
Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to y'all later. All right, that's today's show. I don't really have anything for you. That was a great show. Vince did such a great job. I mean, the kid's 16 years old, comes in here, is nervous about doing a podcast, and... just hits it out the park. He did such a great job explaining, you know, what it is he likes to do, talking about how he goes about and does things. I mean, the kid turkey hunts, coyote hunts, fishes, and now he's got a whitetail that he's able to take with a bow. So he does it all. And his buddy Tristan and his, you know, like they talked about in the show, they're almost like brothers now, is right there with him for a lot of it. And I think Tristan enjoys it just as much, if not more, than Vince does. When Vince is able to be successful. So really happy to know both these guys and to talk to them and just kind of, you know, be a part of their lives a little bit in this story setting. So I hope you all enjoyed it too. Hope you go back to the first time that you shot a buck or the first deer you shot or the first turkey you got or whatever and remember that feeling you had, because I could visually see it in Vince's face when he was talking about shooting that deer, and just no feeling like it, and he doesn't let anything stop him from getting those experiences. So hope y'all enjoyed the show, and we will see you next week.